This is Fatima Mendez at UN News. It's high time the international community decided how best to embrace the potential benefits of digital technology and protect against its unexpected negative consequences. A senior official from a panel of tech experts appointed by the UN Secretary General said on Thursday. The high-level panel on digital cooperation, announced by Secretary General Antonio Guterres on 12 July, hopes to explore the potential of digital technology to deliver the 2030 Sustainable Development Goals, or SDGs, as well as explore risks related to human rights, privacy, and inequity. In an interview with UN News, Ambassador Amandeep Gill, Executive Director of the Secretariat of the panel, told Daniel Johnson that the group's mandate to be cooperative and inclusive would be the key to the recommendations it must deliver in 9 months.
I think this is exciting and timely, and digital issues are engaging minds across the globe. Digital technologies are seeping into every aspect of our lives. As the Secretary General announced today, from grandparents reaching out to their children through Skype or WhatsApp, to analyzing big data and predicting, let's say, migration flows or other issues that the UN grapples with on a daily basis. Digital is playing an increasing role across societies and across economies. At the same time, digital technologies are raising some concerns about human rights, about privacy, about inequity, and about ethics and the loss of human control and human agency. These are not necessarily intended consequences. A lot of these are unintended consequences. And digital technologies are not easily amenable to, in a sense, oversight because they cut across borders, they cut across domains and disciplines. This panel is about creating a forum for a high-level discussion on the exciting potential of digital technologies, particularly to deliver the UN's Agenda 2030 goals, as well as some of these risks and unintended consequences.
Who on this high-level panel is going to bring about that change? Can you give us some names?
The panel will be co-chaired by Ms. Melinda Gates, of the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, co-chair of the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, and Mr. Jack Ma of the Alibaba Group. It will have leaders from government, from industry, from the technology and academic community, as well as civil society. And these leaders are boundary spanners when it comes to digital issues. They have worked business, they've worked policy, and they've looked at the economic side of things, they've looked at the technology side of things. Some of them have been pioneers in the digital sphere. Vinton Cerf, for example, he is one of the fathers of the internet. We also have some exciting young members, below 35 members, and that's important in the digital domain because these technologies have a cross-generational impact. We have a strong representation from Africa. So the panel has this unique skills inside of it, which will make it perhaps easier for us to come out with recommendations, to come out with some best practices that can help advance the global discussion on digital issues.
So I suppose people who watch the UN and wonder what it does, they might ask, what is the mandate of this panel and what authority and maybe financing does it have to bring about some sort of digital cooperation, as you say?
Right. So the mandate of the panel is to look for ways to enhance digital cooperation across borders and across disciplines. How it does it would be through delivering on its terms of reference, where this broad vision is detailed in terms of what the panel should do. For example, mapping what are the trends in these technologies, their deployment, the business models associated with them, mapping what are the gaps in research, information, and policies, and looking for ways to address those gaps, particularly principles and models and modalities of enhancing digital cooperation. So the how of digital cooperation and the moving parts, how cooperation can be enhanced internationally through a better engagement of the existing processes and mechanisms, through better connectivity among those processes and new ideas, new ways of looking at existing problems.
Can I just ask about the specific challenges that the panel will be addressing? Cybersecurity, for example, and regulation of big internet companies. How are you going to bring industry in to follow your guidelines?
Right. Regulation is not the job of the panel. Regulation is a national prerogative, especially of companies and industries. And then internationally, if there is governance, there is regulation, that's the prerogative of member states meeting in the relevant forums. What the panel can do is to advance shared vocabulary, advance some common understandings of what are the opportunities, what are the challenges. And when you have that shared vocabulary, when you have those shared references, then it becomes easier to handle governance and regulatory issues. You had asked about what are the resources available to the panel. The panel will have a time of 9 months to deliver on its report. It'll be served by a small secretariat, which will be based in New York and in Geneva. And that secretariat will provide the logistics and the research support to the panel. All this will be done through a modest budget funded by donor resources.
Why is the UN the best organization to oversee this new body?
UN has the credibility and the convening power globally on these issues, which is unparalleled. I think there is already a degree of reflection that has happened within the UN system, whether you look at the UN organization in New York, some of the innovation practices that WFP and UNICEF have carried out in recent years, the work that has been carried out by the International Telecommunications Union, and the reflections that have happened in other forums in Geneva. So there is an existing foundation on which to build. And then, frankly, the UNSG's personal interest in frontier issues, so his priority of prevention. So he has the unique, in a sense, credibility to start this off and to kickstart a conversation on the transformative impact of digital technologies on our societies and on our economies.